Proclamation number 3637 of 26th of December, 1945. Soul food. God's care for earthly needs. The food of the soul shall be desired first, and to it shall be the desire of the heart. And every earthly worry will become obsolete. This is my condition which I set in order to be able to take care of you, in order to provide you with everything you need for the preservation of earthly life. I will gladly take care of you, yet you must also fulfill my will. You must make the salvation of your souls your first concern, for the sake of which I gave you earthly life. And your souls can only mature if you feed and water them, if you don't let them starve during your earthly life. The soul must receive spiritual nourishment because it is spiritual, and this nourishment is constantly offered to it through my word. Therefore, if you accept my word in order to nourish your souls, it will be able to perfect itself. It will receive strength which will enable it to mature. And therefore you must first desire spiritual nourishment. You must long for my word and hungrily accept it within yourselves, and you will fulfill the condition I set and can look forward to every day without worry. I cover all your needs in healthfulness, which is also clearly recognizable to you. My concern is only for your soul, yet you must tackle the work on it. I cannot shape your soul into perfection, but your free will must accomplish this. The maturing of the soul is the aim and purpose of your earthly existence, and I will always help you to reach the aim. And thus, if you seriously strive to become perfect, you can only use all care for your spiritual well-being, and I will relieve you of earthly worries. I will give you everything you need. For I rejoice over my children if they accept the nourishment from heaven offered to them and their desire for me, if they open their hearts hungering and thirsting in order to let themselves be satisfied by me. And I now provide for them abundantly, spiritually and earthly. He who hungers shall be fed, he who thirsts shall be watered. I will sustain the body until it departs from earth, until it has fulfilled its purpose of enabling the soul to mature. Therefore, don't worry and be anxious, but leave all earthly worries to me, your Father of Eternity, who will not let you go hungry if only you desire my word and your desire for me, which is always offered to you if you hunger and thirst for it. Amen.